Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope everyone gets to have a wonderful Thanksgiving this year and is spending it with those people that they love. Today, I have renowned authority on the law of attraction with me, Victoria Gallagher, and I'm going to bring her out in just a couple of minutes. For those of you who are tuning into my show for the first time, I am also an author, and my book is titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. There are 30 manifesting stories along with photographs that I took of the contributors manifesting postcards, and I include writing exercises to help us get clear on what we want to manifest, and it's going to be great talking about that today, and a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest love, money, health, career, and so much more. If you're interested in doing some inner work exercises and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore and you can purchase a copy. I also each week share a Magic Monday message, I call it. It's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph, I'm a photographer, with an affirmation that I like to focus on for that week. I tap into the energy of that affirmation and keep repeating it to myself to increase its power to become a new belief that I incorporate into my life. And this week's magic message is path to paradise. And we each have a path we must follow, and we have a choice if we want to be suffering or if we want it to be abundant. And today we're going to talk more about how using the law of attraction to co-create with the universe to have an abundant path that leads us to paradise. I want to share something I read about gratitude that I thought was very fitting for the night before Thanksgiving. Don't pretend to be grateful for things that you aren't really grateful for. Grateful is powerful in manifesting. Do spend time beforehand contemplating things for which you are truly grateful and are totally unrelated to the holiday. Instead of mashed potatoes and your extended family, focus on the friendships you hold most dear, having a job you enjoy, or the fact that you are in good health. This will help put you in a thankful and happier frame of mind, making the situation at hand easier to enjoy. Spend some time in prayer or meditation beforehand. Some researchers have noticed that increasing the practice of prayer is strongly associated with gratitude, even among people who aren't devout religious. If you don't want to try prayer, although desperate times might lead to desperate measures, depending on your Thanksgiving situation, a similar contemplative exercise can help, such as a quiet walk in which you repeat the phrase, I am blessed and will bless others. If all else fails and you need a last-ditch solution, contemplate your death. Hear me out. Researchers found in 2011 that when people vividly imagine their demise, their sense of gratitude increased by 11% on average. As a happiness researcher, I rarely see single interventions with this kind of effect. So tonight, while the turkey brines, dedicate an hour to thinking about all the ways you might perish. Disease, accident, choking on a wishbone, exploding turkey. Be creative. Then assuming you survive into Thursday, you'll feel rather grateful indeed. And that was written by Arthur C. Brooks as a contributing writer at The Atlantic. And I just thought it was so fitting for today and tomorrow. And to see these images of my magic messages with the affirmations, you can find them on any of my social media or postcards to the universe. And if you want to make a manifesting postcard, please do and send it to me. Okay, next week I have author photographer John Noltner on sharing his multimedia arts project, A Piece of My Mind. He uses portraits and personal stories to bridge divides and encourage dialogue around important issues through exhibits, workshops, lectures on on-site studios and distance learning. A Piece of My Mind leads transformative experiences that help a polarized world rediscover the common humanity that connects us. So that should be a really great show. All right, to get to my guest today, she's a master manifester. Victoria Gallagher is a worldwide leader in hypnotherapy, a best-selling author, an international speaker, life success coach, and renowned authority on the law of attraction. She has dedicated her life to empowering people all over the world to successfully live a life of liberty aligned with their dreams through her effective meditative recordings and online courses. As a tireless personal growth enthusiast herself, Victoria hosts the popular Law of Attraction show, The Power of Your Mind podcast, featuring industry experts, and is a self-help podcast helping listeners unleash the power of their mind. Victoria Gallagher shares over 20 years of wisdom and techniques in hypnotherapy, law of attraction, visualization, NLP, meditation, personal growth, positive affirmations, and other effective methods to help listeners tap into the great power which resides in their mind and becomes the best version of themselves. And if you want to follow along as you're listening and check her out, you could go to her website, Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A-M, as in Melissa, Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R.com. Welcome, Victoria. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Melissa. I was really, really impressed with all of your introduction, and particularly very, very insightful about the way to gratitude through.
Wasn't that cool? You know, I thought
that was very interesting.
I think
that would be. You know, I can actually see that in doing that in a workshop setting as well. I mean, you have people rolling around on the floor, pretty much in tears, you know, like, oh my God, I am so grateful to be here.
Exactly. I know. I thought it was so fitting for today because the holidays does stress us out. But before we get into you, I just want to mention, and I want to do a shout out, that I was featured on Victoria's podcast, The Power of Your Mind, podcast episode number 179. And it just dropped last week, the 18th of November. And you can find it on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and YouTube, just to name a few. So please check it out, because Victoria and I had a really good conversation, which we are going to be, you know, talking more in depth about today, but about manifesting and the law of attraction. So I just want to say that right up front. So please check it out. And her podcast is great. I mean, she's got so much content. I was going through your content today. I was like, man, she's got a lot of stuff she's offering, which I think is so fantastic. So I'm going to let you share a little bit about your background and how you got into the manifesting and law of attraction business.
Thank you. Yeah, it'll be my pleasure. And I was like, literally, that was going to be my next sentence out of my mouth, was letting people know that your podcast just dropped. So thank you for also mentioning that. It's such synchronicity that your podcast dropped at the same time. Like, I don't think there would have been any way of knowing that our podcast would be at the same time. So
I know.
Anyway, cool. Yeah. Right? So that was pretty cool. But yeah, getting back to how I got involved in this, I used to be a financial consultant, and, you know, in a completely, completely different world. And how I arrived at being a financial consultant was, you know, just kind of following along a path, I guess, that was laid out for me. My father was a stockbroker, and, you know, my very, very first business job, or, you know, office job, was working as a little Girl Friday in his office. And then one day I kind of decided, I don't want to be the daddy's daughter anymore. So I started working as a sales assistant for other companies. And before you knew it, I just decided, yeah, I want to take my money into my own hands. So I'm going to become a stockbroker. And it was just like, there wasn't a whole lot of like really sit down and like figure out exactly what I want to do with the rest of my life, discovery type of process. It was really just more like one thing sort of leading to the next. And before you knew it, I had been a stockbroker, fairly successful for a good 6 or so years. And I got burnt out. I just really felt like that now is time to really find my path. And so I started taking a lot of personal development seminars, side seminars. And through that process, I really learned a lot about meditation and a lot of visualization and tapping into the imagination. And, you know, they talked about to think is to create, which is the law of attraction. And I had read a lot of books like Shakti Gawain's, you know, Creative Visualization, a lot of Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Think and Grow Rich, all of these books. And I just decided that, you know what, it just kind of occurred to me that I wanted to make my own line of meditations and, you know, helping people through, you know, really to discover themselves and improve themselves and become motivated and confident and inspired and all of those things. And there was, a bit of a rough transformational process that I had to go through to kind of convert myself from right. the corporate world to running my own business. And, but that was back in 98, 99. And okay. So 22 years later, here I am.
Right. Wow. Well, I just quickly, when you said that your dad was a stockbroker and you sort of were, in that when as a kid, just kind of like, already around that money mindset, did you go into it already having an abundance mindset around money? Because I know a lot of us download our family stories about money. So I'm just curious.
You know, I got some really funky money stories. It didn't really come as easy to me as, I had it I didn't grow up with my dad. I grew up with my mom, and my mom was, a pretty hard worker, constantly struggling to make ends meet. So that was that was what I grew up with. And, and then on the other hand, I saw my dad, who I'd visit over the weekends, over the summer breaks and things like that. I would see him living this lavish lifestyle, but getting married and divorced constantly and having women like kind of marry him for money. And so I got some really interesting, strange dynamics around money and messages around money. And, that you have to work hard. And that was one of the things that I did when I first started working for myself. And I've always been a hard worker, but like, I just, really got this message that, you've got to work hard for your money. And right. I can even remember my dad saying that, like, I could just, you've got to work hard. And that was all he did. He was just so preoccupied constantly with work, work, work. And so it was very mixed messages that I got. And so I really had to work on my money mindset. It wasn't something that you would think would come natural to me. Now, that being said, a lot of people that, go into becoming a hypnotherapist, they have a hard time asking people for money. I never had a hard time asking people for money. I was used to that. After being a broker for that long and asking people, to invest, hundreds of thousands of dollars with me at a time, I didn't have any trouble asking people to invest in themselves. And so that part definitely came easy and natural.
That's good. Yeah, I can see how you got mixed messages. And good. It's good that you had that mindset going in. Listen, if I'm offering you something, it's just that money is just it's an exchange of energy. So I'm offering you this, and in return, you're offering me money in exchange. It's like, so people listening right now need to know that if you are offering a service, you should be getting paid for your service, right? Like,
exactly.
Definitely should. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things too. So many, spiritual help, you know, people that are in the spiritual industry, you know, it's for some crazy reason, it just gets ingrained into, you know, not only the people who work in the industry, but people who receive the services. It just sometimes it gets ingrained into people's heads that the work we do is supposed to be somehow this magical gift that we just give people for free. And that's just not, you know, it's not fair. It's not right. And, you know, so I think that, you know, people really kind of need to take a look at it's, you know, the value of what you're getting when you are working with a coach or a healer. I mean, you know, it's like, I mean, people have no problem paying doctors and lawyers and dentists and, sure. you know, people to work on their physical body, but to work on the mind, I mean, the mind is, and the emotions and the spirit, I mean, that's really what's keeping you in, you know, keeping you in existence. So it's very, very important. And people need to yeah. reassess the value of yes. what is offered there.
Right. And you're telling the universe you're valuable. But before we continue, because we're at our first break time, so we're going to take our break here and then we're going to delve into, I want to know with your, from your perspective, what is the law of attraction? I want to hear what you have to say. Stay tuned, guys. Absolutely. I'll be back in just a couple minutes. Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives. Time, you know? And listening to what we're talking about and be like, what are they talking about, the law of attraction? So can you explain it from your perspective, what it is?
Absolutely. So many people really got their first taste of what the law of attraction was from the movie The Secret that came out in 2006. But it's actually been around like since the beginning of time. I was literally last night, reading. I really want to study a lot of these old timey people like Phineas Quimby. And he's like the sort of the father of mesmerism. And that's where, you know, law of attraction really, really first started getting talked about. But essentially how I define law of attraction is it's when, and I talk about these manifesting conditions in my book. So law of attraction happens when we are lined up with a specific set of personal qualities and these manifesting conditions, when they all come into alignment. And that they could be aligned in a positive way, or they can be aligned in a negative way. So whatever we're focusing on, taking action toward, whatever we're feeling, whatever we're imagining, you know, when all of these manifesting conditions are in alignment with something, we're gonna manifest it. And, you know, law of attraction is always working, whether it's working for you in a way that you want it to work, or it's working against you in a way that, you know, it's also based on your belief system, you know, and it's very impersonal. That's the, you know, the thing when it comes to law of attraction, it is a very impersonal law. It has, you know, nothing to do with what you want.
Right.
And so many people, you know, they, you know, you want to manifest what you want, but the law of attraction does not manifest according to what you want. It manifests according to who you are and what you spend the vast majority of your time giving your attention, your energy, your focus on, you know, whatever you're talking about, you're manifesting that. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you believe, even the hidden beliefs that you're not even aware of, and that's the scary part, is we have these hidden beliefs that we're not even aware of, and that's where the whole hypnotherapy comes in. It's about getting those hidden beliefs to also be in alignment, and that's the trickiest part when it comes to law of attraction. And, you know, and I consider practicing the law of attraction, not just some one-time quick fix thing that you just do one time and then boom, your life is working, you know, forever. It's a lifestyle choice. You know, you're choosing to ultimately own it all and take responsibility for it. Because when you own that I have created the life that I have right now, then whether you like it or not, if you don't like it, right. That's the good news. The good news is it doesn't have to be that way if you own it. If you don't own it, then you're stuck feeling like this is just something I can't change. Because if you feel like you didn't create it, how do you feel like you're able to create to change it? So if you know that you created it, whether you like it or not, then you get to create something even better for yourself. And that's the cool thing about law of attraction. That's where what you want can become, that's where law of attraction can help you to manifest what you want.
Right. That's so very true. Because most of us who have those things that happen to us, we play the victim, right? Like, why me? I don't deserve this. How could this happen? You know, not realizing that our energy is attracting certain things into our life. So the way you described it is when you realize that you have control, that means you have power. That means you can change it. Even if you're at a terrible point in your life, knowing that you're not a victim is very empowering.
It really is. And so many people too, when the people that hear about the law of attraction and they only have their understanding from like watching the movie The Secret, right, or, you know, just some of these ideas that are based on magical thinking. And, you know, it's not magical thinking. I mean, it's magical what can happen when you get all of yourself in alignment. But it's work. It's work to get yourself in alignment. It's not just something that like you try one day or you try for 21 days or you try for 30 days and then it's like, boom, you know, your whole life is turned around. And, you know, this is, you know, before I even really started discussing law of attraction as part of my, you know, what I teach, it was all about personal development. And that was, my biggest forte has always been in training people for personal development. And I really feel like law of attraction and personal development are like this one in the same. I mean, you have to develop yourself into the person who's in alignment with what you want. It's not just a one-time, I'm going to do my affirmations on manifesting a dream car or dream house or dream soulmate. And then boom, you know, it's like your whole life just, you know, automatically on autopilot just turns around. It's about developing yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's spiritual work. It's like a muscle. You're building your muscle and you don't realize until you start doing this kind of work, how many negative things you say in a day. in your own mind. Like, you know, the more you do the work, the more you catch yourself. At least that was from my experience. I'm like, wow, man, God, was the stuff that you're saying in your head, you know? And now I'm so much more aware of it. But I still have those times if I'm in a bad mood and, you know, I want to be mean and mad, I'll be in that space. And it's a constant, it's constant work.
It, but it really
better
is.
The more you do it. It does.
It
so
really
I
is.
Say that.
Yeah. And people would not poo-poo it if they would only realize that it does take work, and that even people like you and I who practice this and we practice what we preach day in, day out, even you and I have those bad days where it's like, you know, this is not working, because there's always like new limits. I mean, you know, I'm past the limit of, you know, thinking that I can be my own boss and work for myself. There's many people that are still struggling with that, but I have my own personal challenges and goals and desires and dreams that I wonder if I will achieve, you know, on those bad days, you know, and it's like, there's those days where it's like, yeah, of course this is happening. I'm manifesting this. I am in alignment with this. I believe it. And then there's those other days. It's like, you know, the signs are pointing the other direction and telling you, well, maybe this isn't going to happen as quickly or as easily or as effectively or efficiently as I was hoping that it would. So, you know, it's like everyone goes through those doubts. And I truly believe that, you know, when you get rid of all those doubts and you really consistently get yourself to, you know, to really, you know, that gratitude, you know, have that gratitude for knowing that it's already fulfilled. It's already coming. I'm just going through the motions right now of doing whatever I need to do to make it, you know, to make it happen.
Yeah, definitely. And you mentioned something before. There's, you know, when you said the secret, you know, the secret gave you the implication, oh, you sit on your couch and you just say, I want this, and then it magically appears. And it's just not like that. And I think that's why a lot of people have a hard time believing in the law of attraction. But also, you said something which there's a lot of underlining stories, beliefs, and thoughts that are in our subconscious that we aren't aware of. And that is really running the show a lot of the time. And what I think is really cool that you do is you have I don't even know how many self-hypnosis downloadables do you have now that you're offering people to get to, you know, to change our money story, our love story, our health story, to getting what we want. I mean, you have so many now.
Yeah, I have, you know, hundreds, like
hundreds.
I'm into the like 500 or 600, and
I mean, for anything,
you know,
that you can think of, which is really kind of cool, you know, making healthier choices with your food, to, you know, finding the kind of love you want in your life, to changing careers, you know, like, so it's very specific, and that can help us find what program is running the show if we're having an issue, especially like, say it is that we want to attract a money abundance and we're having a really hard time doing that and we can't figure out why, because we think we're doing all the right things, but apparently we're not.
Exactly. Well, and it could be because, and so often, so many times often, it is because of the programming that we get when we're growing up. I mean, when we're growing up, you know, between the ages of 0 and 6, every single thing that you see with your eyes, you hear with your ears, that you're taking in this information unfiltered. You have no ability when you're that age. That part of your brain hasn't been developed yet. So the part of your brain that actually can make a decision, is this correct, is this not correct, that part isn't even developed yet. So everything that we see and hear up until that point goes straight into the subconscious, and it becomes a subconscious program. It becomes a belief. It becomes how we operate today, even, you know, in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, we're still operating based on these ridiculous things that we bought into, even though maybe somebody was even joking. Maybe they said something out of anger. Maybe they said something, you know, just unintentionally, and yet we just absorbed it because we had no ability to do anything other than that. So we spend the rest of our life, once we wake up and realize, oh, we've got these limiting beliefs, working to change those limiting beliefs in order to have that part of our mind that is, like you said, running the show. It's like 90% of the mind. And, you know, so if we, you know, we want something and we find ourselves unable to achieve it, that's where you got to look. You got to look at the subconscious and change those limiting beliefs. So, yeah, that's what I do in self-hypnosis and in my my guided meditations that I have on my website, my app, and all that. And it really, really is amazing what you're able to do once you get, you know, the subconscious mind on board.
Oh, God, yeah, I know. And you have an app, too, which is really cool. So is the app guided, your guided meditations that you offer? Is that what your app
is? The app is, yeah. It's, you know, unlike a lot of, you know, there's a lot of apps out there that do meditations, but they're like, you know, kind of a conglomerate of a whole bunch of different people. Mm-hmm. These are, you know, these are all my life's work inside the app. Mm-hmm. And so it's pretty consistent. You know, it's the same voice, the same quality of recordings, the same quality of writing. And so it's, you know, there's hundreds inside the HypnoCloud app.
Oh, God. And, you know, those are so great to fall asleep to. I fall asleep.
They are.
Oh, my God. I fall asleep to apps and, you know, the frequency beats and like the, you know, all that stuff all the time. So I'm always, you know, trying to program my self-conscious to stay up, to keep it, you know, to keep a vibing high. I want to vibe high. I don't want to vibe low. I've vibed low before. It's painful. I don't want to do that.
Absolutely. Right? And it's great to fall asleep to, because the last thing that you're thinking about in your mind, before you fall asleep, the last feeling that you have, it's going to continue to process and integrate that information while you sleep. It's not necessarily doing the continuing to hear the information. Mm-hmm. Your subconscious mind's always awake, but you kind of need those images and you need the feelings. The feelings really are what imprint the suggestions onto the subconscious mind. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as you fall asleep thinking and feeling the certain way, you wake up with that as your experience in the morning. So it really, falling asleep to it, sets up your day so that you're waking up on the right side of the bed, the right side of your
head. Side of the bed. I love that. All right. Well, we have more that I want to talk to you about the law of attraction, but we're going to take our second break here. So you guys stay tuned and I'll be back in just a couple minutes with Victoria as we talk more about the law of attraction. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Courses and you work with them that you can offer people, right? Help.
I absolutely do. Yeah. So I do, everything you just said is true. I have courses. I work with people one-on-one. When I work with people one-on-one, I help people to, you know, I think one of the biggest things that a person can do to manifest what they want is to be very clear about what they want. So I help mm-hmm. them to really get that clarity, that life purpose, that, get in alignment with what they desire. And I really listen, and you would be surprised at how many negative thoughts, like we were talking about, how many negative thoughts like that. I listen, I just kind of hold up a mirror and I ask mm-hmm. people, like, is this what you really want? Because so many times we talk about what we don't want instead of what mm-hmm. we do want. And, I have a very specially trained ear that mm-hmm. Is listening constantly for how people are speaking about, about their desires, about their dreams, and about their goals. And believe it or not, most people are in some way, they're pushing things away from them based on how they're talking about it. You know, they're talking about it in a way that is either in a negative sense. They're, talking about what they don't have or what they don't want. And it's amazing. It's amazing this giving these people this new sense of awareness on, really how they're able to, turn things around for themselves and really start to manifest what they want rather than, manifesting what they don't want.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know what they want. They think they do, but they want a feeling, and the feeling is they want joy and happiness. So you'll say, well, what do you want? Well, I want to be joyful. I want to be happy. And then you're like, well, what's going to make you happy? And they really don't have any clue.
Like, it's so true.
Right? So you do have to be really clear because the universe is neutral. It doesn't know. It's not making decisions for you. So if you don't know what you want, then how is it going to know what to bring to you, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I was saying earlier, the law of attraction is a very impersonal law. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really, it's like, it's not a person, it doesn't,
right.
It doesn't
right.
actually think the way that we think. And it doesn't make assumptions. Mm-hmm. It doesn't clarify for you. It doesn't assume, oh, she must mean that. Like, I'm going to give her a break. It doesn't have a sense of humor.
Right.
It doesn't get mad. It doesn't empathize. It literally just is a reflection. Like every
right.
single thing that it's just a reflection. That's really what law of attraction is. It's a mirrored effect of what you're holding on the inside. And this, what you're holding on the inside is all this lack of clarity, all this disorganization, all these mm-hmm. thoughts that are going all over the place. And, I speak a lot more to that my, avatar is more like entrepreneur people. So, mm-hmm. So many entrepreneurs also, they're all over the place. They have the shiny ball syndrome. They're, thinking about doing this and then they're doing that for like a day or two and they don't stick with things long enough to, mm-hmm. And consistently to really get that integrated, to make it, to allow it to work. And trust me, I'm no different. I mean, I'm an entrepreneur myself. I catch myself doing that all the time. And then you wonder, it's like, well, at the end of the year, you've basically managed to jump from this to this to this to this, And so you really have to get down to the heart of the matter and figure out, like you said, what makes you happy and do more of that, and what's making you unhappy and do less of that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty simple question. Like really, really, if you ask yourself, like, what makes me happy? Okay. This makes me happy. I'm going to do more of this. And this doesn't make me happy. I'm going to stop doing this. And I remember listening to Louise Hay, and I know you know who she is, you know, from Hay House, who started Hay House. And I remember her when she was telling a story about how she decided to stop complaining, because I've been really aware of stopping complaining. Now, it doesn't mean I don't complain in my head as much to myself, but outwardly to other people, like not to, to stop bitching and complaining, and not always, but I've gotten better at it. And she said that she didn't have anything to talk to anybody about for like 2 months, like to stop gossiping and complaining. Like, she didn't know what to say, you know, because it takes practice. You know, we don't realize how much we do out loud. And so the universe is, and in our heads, but so the universe is listening. So being conscious is so important in the co-creation. And you have so many ways to support people on how to get conscious, which is really what I love about the work that you're doing. Because I love your, you have some courses, and I love your gratitude course, of course, because I'm always talking about gratitude. I just think that that's such a great, great course. The gratitude.
Oh, thank you.
So powerful, because it's so powerful, gratitude. People don't realize it.
Yeah, it is. So, it, well, you know, when you think about the feeling, the vibration scale, there's another technical term for it that's not coming to me, but you know, that the vibrational scale, ultimately, you know, love and gratitude and bliss, you know, all those feelings like that are, you know, up at the, you know, the very, very top, all kind of fighting for first place. They're not fighting, but they're all pretty much up at the top. And so that gratitude, I think, you know, why that's so important, and to have that genuine sense of gratitude, not just like saying your gratitudes just to say it, like, oh, I'm grateful for this. Oh, I'm grateful for that. And you really do, you know, like you really do have to feel it, because the whole reason to feel gratitude is to actually feel it, not just to think it. And, but it's also because, you know, when you are experiencing that true sense of gratitude, you're just going to manifest and attract more things to have that feeling about. And so it's one of the best things. I mean, really, you know, honestly, if you could just do one thing for, you know, that to change your life, that would be it. That gratitude is, you know, it is so powerful, but it's going to encompass so many other aspects of alignment, because, you know, when you feel grateful, then, you know, there's a certain belief system that goes with that. There's a certain way of thinking that goes with that. There's a certain thing that you're imagining, something positive that goes with that. So, you know, it's all really helping you to genuinely align with those manifesting conditions that I talk about.
Oh, for sure. And gratitude vibrates so high that I notice that when I'm in that space of gratitude, I get more things to be grateful for, you know, without even trying, because I'm vibrating at that level, you know. And when I'm not in gratitude, oh, believe me, I get more things that come my way that I'm not grateful for.
Absolutely.
That's like a little lesson, right? Yeah, like
it definitely, it works both ways.
I mean,
and you know, for those people out there who feel like, oh, I really just don't have anything to be grateful for, the thing is that this is an opportunity for you to really take a look and really be aware and really use your imagination in just thinking about all the things that are, I mean, you could come up with 100 things to be grateful for right now if you choose to, you know, if you're happy just to be alive. Because if you're happy to be alive, you must be grateful for your breath. You must be grateful for your heart. You must be grateful for your lungs. You must be grateful for your skin. All these things, just, you know, take it into your body. And then, you know, and then you can take it into the, well, you know, grateful for the trees, because the trees are producing the oxygen. Grateful for the sunlight, because the sunlight is keeping, you know, you can be grateful for all of these things that are, I mean, think about all the things that just have to happen to keep you on this earth and to keep you alive. And then you take it into, obviously, you probably have one person in your life, at least one person in your life. You know, your mother brought you into this earth. So you can be grateful for that person. Even if they're no longer on this planet, you can be grateful for them. Your kids, your cats and dogs, your significant other, your house that you live in. I mean, there's so many things, you know, and then you can just, you know, take that and move that into some situations that you are creating. Well, I'm grateful that, you know, I have this creative thinking mind and that I am in control of my thoughts. I'm grateful that I have these feelings. I'm grateful, you know, when you really think about it like that, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of things that a person could be grateful for. And then that'll just slowly move you into that high vibration.
Yeah, it propels you forward. It really, really does. That energy of gratitude, it really is. So what would you say to that for those listening right now that we can do every day to help us raise our vibe just a little bit? I mean, one that I always tell everybody is don't watch the news. If you want you to vibe high, do not watch the news.
Especially lately. Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's like there's so much drama out there and you really just wanted to disconnect from that as much as possible. Like I find myself just mildly curious sometimes about what's going on out there, but boy, you know, you've got to take it in small doses. And so I would highly recommend, you know, just if you don't have to watch it, you know, and you don't even, I think the thing for me, that really, really works, and you know, I would like to do it more often for myself, is journaling, doing a gratitude journal, journaling about your ideal life, your ideal day. And you know, when you do this, I find that the writing, there's just something magical that happens when you write things down and you see it and you read it and you can look back on some of these writings and you can like really see where you were and sometimes, you know, that, wow, that thing that I was writing about a year ago, that came to pass. And so I think, you know, taking time in the morning to just do some sort of a routine, doing a silent meditation, listening to a guided meditation, doing some journaling, dancing, listening to music, going for a walk out in nature. I mean, all of these things, you know, your power hour, if you will, you know, can really help set the day up for you and in a way that is, you know, in a way that's more in alignment with getting you closer toward what you're working to achieve.
Yes, I agree. A power hour. I love that. Mine's usually 2 hours in the morning. I've made that a priority in my life. My 2 hours in the morning for meditation, exercising, all the things that I want to do. I do a lot of tapping lately. I've been doing EFT tapping. But I just want to mention, because we only have like a minute and a half, she also has books. So she's got Practical Law of Attraction, Attract Good Luck, Ultimate Weight Loss Power, and How to Manifest Your Soulmate. So, I mean, you have so much content, Victoria, that you really guys need to check her out on her website, VictoriaMGallagher.com, so you can see all the content she has. But before we wrap up, is there anything that I didn't cover that you really want us to know before we go off for a nice Thanksgiving weekend?
You know, I think we covered most of it, but I just, you know, anything that you can imagine for yourself, you can achieve. It's just going to take discipline, consistent thinking, feeling, believing, and all of this is just the power is within you, and you can bring about whatever you dream about. And so with that said, I also want to just wish everybody else a happy Thanksgiving and hope that you have a wonderful, peaceful day with your family and your closest friends. And we will be in touch.
Thank you so much, Victoria, for being here, and happy Thanksgiving to you. And guys, seriously, she has a ton of content on her website and her books and her self-hypnosis, VictoriaMGallagher.com. And you guys, as always, I appreciate you. Wishing everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thank you for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And I'm wishing everyone a wonderful